Jim, Kevin, Deborah here, and I found out that Deborah's a little bit more like Kevin than we thought. The kitchen drawer.
Let's not go crazy
where
here.
The silverware is. Must be forks, must be knives, and then spoons.
In that order.
Now,
yes.
Do you take, let's say, your spoons and stack them all? Are they stacked? Or are they just in that divider?
Stacked.
There? They're stacked in the forks as well.
Mm-hmm.
I see. You do the same thing, Kevin?
Kevin's very shed a tear.
I've never been more proud of Deb in all my life.
See, Mimi will go through and stack them so the spoons are all perfectly stacked.
Yes, that's what it should
be. But guys, this isn't not with every other area of my life. Our pantry, hot mess. In fact, Greg organized it one day, and he came home about 2 weeks later and said, who put the snack on the soup shelf, because that is not a snack, vice versa, I guess it was the soup on the snack shelf. He was all upset about it. I said, Greg, this is how we live life. Well, you just throw it in there.
Eventually, you'll come to his way of thinking, and mine way, too. It should be organized, absolutely.
Nope.
Yeah. Jim, how do you put your silverware away?
I just take it out of the dishwasher, put it in the drawer.
Put it in or throw it in.
Throw it in there anyway?
Yes. Well, the spoons are all together, but I'll put the big and the little together, and the salad forks
I separate the little and the big forks.
You put the salad forks and the regular forks together?
Yeah, they're not all stacked either. It's just in there, The knives seem to fall into place nicely.
Go take a look at my purse. I have receipts strewn all over the place.
I'm saying you're making small strides. That's important. That's great.
Jim,
if I'd only known that when I was at your house the other day, I would have had to organize that drawer.
I wish you would have.
What about toilet paper, Kev? Does it have to come over or go from under?
It just got to be there.
That's one of those. It's either or. It's like Caribbean.
It's just got to be there. I don't care how you hang it up. Yeah. Just make sure it's
the
hung
worst
up.
Is when you're at a neighbor's house or a friend's and you're visiting and you have to call for the paper.
A plunger.
That's the walk of shame right there.
All right. Okay. Let's move on. It's 8:22.